Welcome to the Inside Education Podcast with host Eddie Kindle, Genesee Intermediate School District's Associate Superintendent.
Welcome to Inside Education, where education meets innovation. Once again, I'm your host, Eddie Kindle. Today, we're talking about what's next for students after graduation. Taking that next step can sometimes feel overwhelming, especially when it comes to the cost of college, career training, or certification programs. But joining me here today is Hannah Johnson, Career Connections Specialist at the Genesee Intermediate School District. She'll share how a couple programs are helping students across Genesee County move forward with confidence. We'll take a closer look at the Genesee Opportunity, or what we call the GO Stipend, and the Career Connection Center, where students can get hands-on support with everything from college applications to career exploration. Hannah, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, Mr. Kindle. I'm excited to be here.
All right, so Hannah, before we dive in, let's kind of take a moment. You introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us what you do here at the Genesee Intermediate School District.
Yeah, so I'm a lifelong Genesee County resident, grew up in Davison. I've been here with the GISD, working with the Genesee Opportunity Program going on 5 years now. So I love our county, the work that I do. I'm super excited to be here and can't wait to dive in on the GO Stipend and talk about the ways I can support our students after high school.
That's awesome. Hannah, I'm so glad you're here, especially the fact that our listeners get to learn a little bit more about the GO Stipend. So let's start with the big picture. Talk about the Genesee Opportunity or GO Stipend. Kind of tell our listeners what it is and who's eligible to actually receive the stipend.
Yeah, so the GO Stipend, it's a local program that started back in 2016. So it's designed to help students here in Genesee County really take that next step after high school. It provides students with the financial support that can be used for things like college tuition, career training programs, or certifications and licensing fees. So really, the idea behind it, it's simple. It gives graduates that financial jumpstart for them to continue their education and career training. So in order to be eligible and to receive the stipend, students have to both graduate from a high school in Genesee County and live in Genesee County. Those are the only two requirements.
So Hannah, what I just heard you say, eligibility-wise, there are only two components for a student in Genesee County to be eligible. Say that one more time for our listeners.
Yep. So those two requirements, a student must graduate from a high school in Genesee County, and they must also live in Genesee County or in a home that's taxed by a Genesee County school district.
You just have to be a Genesee County resident and graduate from a high school in Genesee County.
That's it. We don't look at grades or income. Students aren't competing. It is a one-time award, and it must be used within 1 year after graduation.
1 year after graduation. It sounds so easy. But here's one thing I want to focus on real quick. So we take a little pause in this conversation, but let's just take a moment and reflect on the fact that this is our 10th episode of Inside Education, and we've got great content on this episode with you being here, Hannah. The other connection I wanted to make to that is this is the 10th year of the Genesee GO Stipend.
That's correct. I know. How cool is
10
that?
10 and 10.
10 and 10. Yes, absolutely.
So, okay, what's the current dollar amount? I know listeners want to know that if I graduated in 2025, okay, and I'm currently still eligible for the 2025 GO Stipend as a graduate, what was that current amount?
Yeah, so the current amount for class of 2025 graduates is $1,600, which is crazy because when the GO Stipend first started back in 2016, the award amount was $450.
$400, so we're all the way up to $1,600.
Yes.
That's still incredible.
It is.
It just shows great generosity from all the taxpayers in Genesee County.
Absolutely.
Just a wonderful opportunity for our county residents and our students. Mm-hmm. So you said $1,600 for 2025. Is there a new amount for the 2026 graduating class?
Yes. So the new amount for class of 2026 graduates is going to be
$1,800. $1,800 for any 2026 graduate.
Yes.
$1,800.
Yes.
Pretty much free money.
Yeah, absolutely.
To use on a college education, mm-hmm. some type of career technical education program or certification program.
Absolutely.
That's really amazing. I'm glad you're here to talk about this. It's really incredible, but how are Genesee County graduates able to get the stipend? And like I said, it's free money. So mm-hmm. what do they really have to do?
Yeah, so the stipend, it's free for graduates due to a millage, which was approved by the voters here in Genesee County. So the funding's already in place. So when students receive the stipend, it's not a loan. There's nothing that they have to pay back. So really, it does help kind of remove that immediate financial pressure and give students a chance to focus on really what's next instead of worrying about how to afford it.
Right, absolutely. What a wonderful opportunity. But again, shout out to any Genesee County resident who kind of made this possible.
Absolutely.
So, Hannah, for the upcoming school year, 26-27, this next school year that will start this fall, talk about the process for a student to secure their GO stipend.
Yeah, good question. So the process, it's really pretty straightforward. Students, however, do have to stay on top of a few key steps. So first, they'll want to make sure that they complete their GO stipend application, which is already open for class of 2026 students. Takes 5 minutes to apply. From there, once they complete the application, we mail out award letters to each student. Those go out in August. So following graduation, and then on their award letter, students will find the information on how to actually use their stipend. So depending on the pathway that they take, they follow those steps that are listed right there on the letter.
And Hannah, is that an extensive application? Because it sounded like you said it takes 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Yep. 5 minutes for either $1,600, 5 minutes for $1,800.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've got the money now, so what types of expenses can I use the stipend for? I think you said there's a deadline, so this kind of talk about the deadline again, but most importantly, how can I use the money or what can I use the money for?
Yeah, so in terms of the deadline, so like I said, students have one full year to use their stipend once they graduate. So class of 25, they have until May 31st of 2026. Class of 2026 students have until May 31st of 2027.
So if I graduated last year in 2025, I still have time to take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Less than, I don't know, a month away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
So May
31st. May
31st. But if I graduate 2026, and if I'm in that graduating class, I still have almost a year, a full year,
yes,
to take advantage of a five-minute application.
That's correct.
Awesome.
Yeah. So the GO stipend, it can go towards costs such as college tuition, certifications, and licensing fees. For example, like cosmetology licensing or real estate licensing. It can also go towards those career training courses like a CDL training, mechatronics course, or even a CNA training class. Another thing that I like to mention, so if a student is pursuing skilled trades, for example, an apprenticeship program, a student can use their stipend to purchase those required tools for their apprenticeship. So, for example, the work boots, the toolbox.
Wow.
Yes.
So there's so many options that you can use this money for.
Absolutely.
And I think really when it comes to these type of costs, when it's free, $1,800 can go a long way.
For sure.
So Hannah, if there's a student out listening, they may think, you know, what should I do if I need help? So tell us about if students need help or have questions on how the stipend can be used. Again, who should they contact?
Yeah, so we recently launched the Career Connection Center, which is for Genesee County students. It's basically a help desk for students who need support with their next step beyond high school. So students can email, they can call me, or go online to make an appointment. And then I'm here to work with those students to explore options, whether it's college, trade school, or a certification program, and then I can guide them through the next steps to actually get there. So I would say it's, you know, it's not just about awareness, but that follow through, which I'm here to support students with.
That sounds wonderful. So pretty easy. Phone yes. call, email. They get connection to you as the Career Connection Specialist.
That's correct.
Awesome. I hope that our listeners or students that are listening will take advantage of connecting with you. So I know you said, you know, it's really a help desk. It's not a physical space. So I know we call it a center. But how does the center help students take full advantage of the GO stipend? And what other types of supports can students receive by connecting with you at the center?
Yeah, great question. So really, it's designed to be a one-stop shop resource for students as they plan for those next steps. So I can help with things like career exploration. Mm-hmm. I'm also here to help students navigate things like scholarships, connecting them with resources and people that can help them fill out their FAFSA, connecting them with those career training programs that they could apply their GO stipend towards. So really, I like to say at the end of the day, it's about making sure students feel, you know, supported at every step.
Sure.
Not just knowing, like, what opportunities exist, but actually having the tools and the guidance to take advantage of those resources.
So what I'm hearing you say is there are many resources. They just have to take the opportunity to make the connection.
Yes.
And if I'm listening, I'm making a connection with you right away. So, Hannah, what are some of the most common challenges students face after graduation, and how do you see these programs really help?
Yeah, great question. So I would say one of the biggest challenges is for students is really, you know, figuring out what comes next. So a lot of students, they might graduate mm-hmm. not knowing what their plan is. They might feel overwhelmed with the different options. We know it can be a lot to navigate.
Right.
Another major challenge is the cost. So even when a student knows what they want to do, paying for the tuition or the career training can be a barrier for students. So that's where, you know, programs like the GO Stipend and the Career Connection
sure.
Center really make a difference for those students.
So again, I'm sure that there are students who may be listening that can relate to what you just talked about. But Hannah, I think to really connect our students to this, can you share a story about a student who successfully utilized the GO stipend or visited the Career Connection Center and made a connection with you for assistance?
Yes. So definitely. One student that really stands out, this student was interested in the medical field, especially like nursing.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't sure where to start or if it would even be the right fit for her. So we talked through, you know, different options. She ended up deciding to explore CNA training. So the good thing with that, the GO stipend, it covered the full cost of the program.
Full cost of the program.
Yes. And so she didn't have to worry about the tuition for that program at all. I connected her with my contact that I work with through this specific CNA program, and she loved it. She immediately felt like she was in the right place. So that experience, it really gave her the hands-on skills
right.
and also the confidence to continue on in the medical field. So after completing her CNA program, she went back to pursue further medical training, and she's now well on her way to her nursing career.
Wow, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's only one of many successful stories of students who have taken advantage of the GO stipend, but also of students who've taken advantage of utilizing you as a resource. So, Hannah, before we wrap this episode up of Inside Education, what would you say to a graduating senior who's unsure about the next step?
Oh, this is a good question. There's so many things I could say for this. Number one, I would say take a deep breath. Remember,
deep breath.
Yes, remember it's okay to not have everything figured out. We know it's a big step. It's normal to feel uncertain about what comes next. Don't be afraid to seek guidance, ask questions. And really, I just want every student to know that, you know, their future, it's full of possibilities.
Sure.
There's help along the way to really make sure that students can find the path that's the best fit for them.
Wow. Spoken like a true career connection specialist.
Thank you.
That's amazing. All right, Hannah. Now tell us again where students can go or families can go for additional information.
So students and families, they can visit the beyondgrad.org website. That's where they'll be able to find information on the Career Connection Center and other great resources. They can also visit the GenesseeGo.org website. So this is where they'll be able to find the Go application. They can also give me a call at 810-591-6176, and I'm happy to answer any questions and talk about next steps.
All right, so two websites, one phone number, beyondgrad.org or GenesseeGo.org. And the phone number one more time, Hannah?
810-591-6176.
Wow, I hope that our listeners will connect with the student so that the student feels confident to take advantage of you as a resource. So thank you so much, Hannah, for joining us today and for the work that you're doing to support students throughout this wonderful county. For additional information on these programs, again, like Hannah just said, please visit beyondgrad.org or GenesseeGo.org. To everybody listening, thanks for listening to Inside Education. Again, I'm your host, Eddie Kendall, and until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us on Inside Education, a podcast produced by the Genesee Intermediate School District. Be sure to subscribe and tune in to future episodes of Inside Education on our website or on your favorite platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. Stay connected as we explore the stories shaping education in Genesee County and beyond.